USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering approval of Pfizer COVID booster shots.
The majority of Americans who are fully vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine are now able to receive the booster shot 6 months after they've received their second shot.
He insisted the move toward boosters has been guided by science. Pfizer boosters will be available 6 months after the second dose for those over 65. The Biden administration had been pushing for boosters to be available for everyone. The photographer who shot the photo of a Border Patrol agent on horseback says the photo is being misinterpreted. Paul Ratjay telling KTSM-TV he and his colleagues never saw agents whipping anyone. He says the Haitian men started running and trying to go around the horses. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Human footprints, thought to be the oldest in North America, are discovered.
New research conducted at White Sands National Park in New Mexico has uncovered the oldest known human footprints in North America. White Sands officials said the discovery reveals evidence of human occupation in the Tularosa Basin beginning at least 23,000 years ago. That's thousands of years earlier than previously thought. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The gunman in Thursday's shooting at a grocery store in the suburbs of Memphis, Tennessee, which killed one, has been identified as UK Thang. Collierville Police Chief Dale Lang explaining to reporters why he would not say Thang's name during the news conference.
I'm not going to give you his name today. I'm not giving him notoriety in this platform, but Major David Townsend will provide anybody that wants his name shortly after this briefing, okay? So we're just not going to do it in this venue.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
According to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, there is a framework in place to fund the Democrats' budget reconciliation bill, which includes much of President Biden's economic agenda. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott joins Fox and Friends, saying even if taxes are raised, there will still be nowhere near enough money for the bill.
It's impossible to raise taxes enough to spend $3.5 trillion. So the size of that deal is coming down. But more importantly, when you start talking about tax increases, you're going to have a reduction in revenue for years 5 through 10. The first few years you may see a spike, but then it plateaus and it goes down.
The senator was also asked about a House bill that passed on Thursday, which approves $1 billion in spending for Israel's Iron Dome defense system.
If there's anything that is not debatable, it is standing strong with our allies. Iron Dome has saved thousands upon thousands of lives.
And finally, a town in southern Iowa is planning to snag the Guinness World Record while serving up pancakes on Saturday. Volunteers in Centerville plan to turn out 26,000 pancakes during its annual Pancake Day celebration. They're looking to break the world record for most pancakes served in a single setting. A Missouri store currently holds a record with 13,000 pancakes. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.